reading another version of Binding Shri Krishna, the deliverance of the two Yamal Arjuna trees. The following episode occurred one day during Krishna's transcendental pastimes in Gokula. Though any number of maidservants could have done this chore, Yashoda tactfully engaged them elsewhere in order to show her expertise in preparing butter. With her own hands, which appeared as soft and elegant as lotus flowers, Yashoda personally churned butter for her beloved boy. The beauty of her delicate arms put lotus stems to shame. As she rhythmically pulled the ropes back and forth, the jingling of her emerald studded bangles resounded like the bells on the feet of a dancer. As Yashoda's hair loosened and became wet from the exertion of churning, it looked like the opened tail feathers of a jubilant peacock. When her hair braid untied, the jewels, flowers, and peacock feathers decorating it fell on the ground. As shooting stars beautify the dense darkness of night, similarly, these falling items increase the beauty of the earth. The necklace on her raised breasts swung back and forth with the movement of her blouse. The shining effulgence emanating from her jeweled earrings appeared like a constant flow of nectar. Bathed in the sweet mellow of maternal affection, Yashoda's neck and shoulders looked exceedingly beautiful. The ornamental belt surrounding her highly raised hips appeared captivating. The radiant gems and tinkling bells on that belt further increased its elegance. Drenched in a river of devotional perspiration, Yashoda's delicate body looked delightful. The sweetness of the scene defeated the beauty of seeing a swarm of intoxicated bees buzzing over a blooming lotus flower. A loud sound resembling the roaring of the ocean rose out of the wide mouth of Yashoda's butter pot. The drops of yogurt spilling out of the pot and falling on the golden border of Yashoda's sari made it look even more attractive. As Yashoda passed the time remembering Krishna, she recalled the enchanting look in her son's eyes whenever he got caught stealing butter. At that time, he would proudly say, "Mother, you should know that I'm expert in this art of stealing." Srila Prabhupada makes a very interesting comment in the Bhagavatam about this particular scene where we see Yashoda churning butter for her beloved little boy. The comment of Srila Prabhupada is like this. He says that when we do our activities, we should follow Mother Yashoda's example and glorify Krishna. We should sing the holy names of Krishna. When we cook, when we move from here to there, we should do kirtan just like Yashoda did as she was preparing this. Also, it's a very interesting other comment which Prabhupada makes, is the scene of Mother Yashoda. You know, we hear she was quite interestingly dressed. She had jewels in her hair, flowers, but also peacock feathers. The Brijbasis looked really wonderful. And perspiring to prepare this item for Krishna's pleasure ultimately. This is a scene which devotees should meditate about if they wish to develop a parental relationship to Krishna. In other words, feel like Krishna is my son. If you want to make a relationship with Krishna, you must always have this one understanding of this word anugatya or subordination. Sometimes it's translated as loving subordination. At other times it's translated as following in the footsteps of. Krishna is in his eternal spiritual world can be reached through the example of his devotees. So, here Krishna would say something very, very nicely. He said to Mother Yashoda, "Mother, you should know that I'm expert in the art of stealing." This particular sentence now brings us to a new part of this Leela. Krishna felt hungry and anxious to drink Yashoda's breast milk. In a threatening voice, Krishna said, "Either you stop to feed me, or I will break the churning pot." Actually, it must be either you start to feed me, or I will break the churning pot. Suddenly, the one who churns the hearts of everyone in creation forcefully caught the churning rod. Yashoda stopped, set Krishna on her lap, and happily fed him. While gazing at his loosely hanging, curly, dark blue hair, Yashoda's heart swelled with appreciation of Krishna's wonderfully gentle nature. Just at that time, in the kitchen, some boiling milk foamed up in a pot. Fearing it might spill over, Yashoda left her son and ran to the kitchen. This deeply pierced the core of Krishna's heart. Becoming angry, he picked up a rock and broke the butter pot. Churned butter flowed in all directions across the floor. In a fearful yet playful mood, Krishna ran through the butter and romped from room to room, engaging in more mischief. Stealthily entering the milk storeroom, Krishna quickly ate some small amounts of freshly churned butter from various pots. From relishing his favorite food, he soon felt satisfied and gave up his anger. Then Sri Hari, who is worshipped by all the demigods, snatched a pot of butter and ran into the courtyard. The pastimes Krishna enjoyed at this time appeared to be classic performances on a dramatic stage. While standing on a grinding mortar in the courtyard and anxiously looking around for Mother Yashoda, Krishna fed fresh butter to all the assembled children and monkeys. The fortunate Yashoda, whose jewel-like son benedicts the entire creation, took the boiling milk off stove and returned to Krishna. Hare Krishna. So yeah, these are the pastimes of God. We have still some written by Kavi Kanapurna. Kavi Kanapurna is a miracle, really. When he was a young boy, his father, Shivananda Sen, gave him the name Puridas. And he had come to, Shivananda Sen had brought him to present to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was just a very little baby boy. And at that time, the Puridas had gone on all his fours, he's rubbed on his belly like this, and he stopped before the lotus feet of Chaitanya and began to suck his big toe. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu allowed him to do so. Quite some time later, when he was 8 years old, Shivananda Sena again brought his boy Puri to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to him, like he used to say to everyone, chant Hare Krishna. Mahaprabhu asked dogs to chant. Mahaprabhu asked little children to chant. Mahaprabhu asked scholars to chant. So he asked the boy, chant Hare Krishna. But Puridas kept his mouth closed. He would not chant. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled a little and laughed and said, it's funny, I have made the whole universe chant, but I can't make this little boy Puridas chant. So at that time Swarup Damodar said, Puridas thinks you are his spiritual master and has given him the initiation in this mantra, and therefore it should not be chanted out loud. It's a confidential mantra. That's why he doesn't do it. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was nodded his head. The next morning he said, Puridas, can you please do me a favor and recite a verse? At that time the little boy spoke of the most beautiful poetry, where he compared Krishna with a blue Indira, lotus or lily, I forgot one of the two. And it was so beautiful, and Mahaprabhu asked, who wrote this verse? And Puridas looked down, and Swarup Damodar explained, well, since the time where you put your lotus foot in his mouth, from this mouth comes the best poesy. So it is him who has written this verse. So this Kavi Kanapur has written Ananda Vrindavan Champu. It's in Champu means a poetical composition, and he will shed some more light into the Damodar Lila. I'm thinking we should read his, because every night is the Damodar Ashtakam. Hare Krishna.